This is Music Notes for the week of July 30th. For WVXU Local Exposure, I'm Elaine Diaz. Ricky Nye's got a busy week ahead of him. He'll be at the Blue Note Bistro in Miamisburg, Ohio on July 30th, Arnold's Bar and Grill July 31st, the Behringer Crawford Museum with Ben Levin and the Heaters on August 2nd from 7 to 9, and at the Hilton Netherland Plaza with Becca Williams August 3rd from 9 to midnight. There's still a little time left for musicians in grades 7 through 12 to sign up for Cincinnati Symphony Youth Orchestra auditions. The deadline to register is August 1st. Financial aid is available, and no qualifying students will be denied. For information and details, visit cincinnatisymphony.org/education. The 40th annual Jasper Strassenfest will be held in Jasper, Indiana from August 2nd through the 5th. There'll be endless activities for kids, a polka and chicken dance contest, antique farm machinery show, and several musical performances from acts like the Mild Thornberries and Danny Almar. The Greenwich on Gilbert Avenue has a couple of shows to take us into the weekend. Mike Scharf's Mambo Combo will play Thursday, August 2nd at 8 o'clock, and the Rollins Davis Band featuring Deborah Hunter performs on Friday, August 3rd at 9. Robin Lacey and DeZydeco plays a free concert in St. Lawrence Square, 3650 Warsaw Avenue in Price Hill at 7 o'clock, right next to St. Lawrence Church, and there's free parking across the street at Kroger. Miami Whitewater Forest is hosting bands, barbecue, and brews on Saturday, August 4th from 4 to 10 p.m. There'll be food, beer, and performances from What She Said, 5 to 7 p.m., and Colorblind from 7:30 to 10 o'clock. The 20th Annual Lebanon Blues Festival will be held downtown Lebanon, Ohio, August 4th from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., featuring a deluxe beer garden, food, plenty of fun activities for the kids, and performances from Ben Levin with Ricky Nye, Johnny Fink and the Intrusion, the Sean Carney Band, and many more great blues acts. Admission is free. Kennedy Heights Arts Center continues their Jazz in the Heights summer concert series with a performance from Terrell Stafford with the Dan Carlsberg Trio Saturday, August 4th, with the pre-concert reception beginning at 7 o'clock. Country music icon Jeannie Seely will be honored with a star on the Music City Walk of Fame during an induction ceremony in Nashville, August 21st. Government Mule and the Magpie Salute are playing the Rose Music Center Tuesday, August 21st at 7 p.m. in Huber Heights. Tickets are still available. The King Records Gala will be held at Memorial Hall on August 25th at 7:30 p.m., honoring the 75th anniversary of King Records. Events begin at 5 o'clock that day with a panel on James Brown Productions. The Celebrate the King Gala kicks off at 7, followed by a 10 o'clock post-party. Carnegie Hall's Weill Music Institute announced My Cincinnati as one of their 2018-19 grant recipients for Play USA. Guitar, the instrument that rocked the world, will run at the Cincinnati Museum Center from September 21st through January 6th. The exhibit features nearly 100 artifacts, including over 60 instruments that trace the evolution of the guitar. Tickets are on sale now for Broadway in Cincinnati's production of Roald Dahl's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. It'll play at the Aronoff Center from October 23rd to November 4th. Music Notes, the leader in sheet music, has released their new product line called Audition Cuts, which provides long and shortcut arrangements of hundreds of popular songs for musicians to use during their auditions. And finally, Hamilton and its creative team, including creator Lin-Manuel Miranda, will be given a special award during the Kennedy Center Honors on December 2nd. This will mark the first time a work of art has been spotlighted for the celebration. This ceremony will also salute the lifetime achievements of composer Philip Glass, singer-actor Cher, and Reba McEntire, also jazz musician Wayne Shorter. That's Music Notes for the week of July 30th. Music by Pat Kelly. For WVXU, I'm Elaine Diaz.